Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I don't think anybody predicted Ronald Reagan would be president.
No.
When you're, you know, like in, we were cruising around in the 70s.
Yeah.
Everybody doing everybody else.
He was an actor and then, but he was a governor, right? I think he went, he went actor to governor and then POTUS.
And, you know, he had, you have the, what's-his-nuts, Trump.
Yeah, he was the most, you know, obviously. Like,
out of
where
nowhere.
The, where the hell did that come from?
Well, you had Schwarzenegger, became the governor of California.
Yeah.
You had Jesse the Body.
Yeah, the Body, there you go.
That's a good one. Al Franken.
Yep. So it's, you know, politics is crazy.
Tom Osborne.
Yeah, Osborne. Steve Largent was another one.
Tommy Tuberville.
Oh, yeah.
That's a... Don't get me started on that.
Well, you just never know who is going to be the next president.
Yeah.
And so betonline.ag put out a list of 121 names. Mm-hmm. And they listed them in order of odds. And it goes all the way from 3-1 to 5,000-1.
Seems like a bit of a long shot, but okay. It's like my Derrick Henry for MVP bet.
The bottom of the... Oh, sorry, not 5,000 to 1. It's 1,000 to 1.
No.
Oh, no, sorry.
Are you okay?
Whoop,
are you having another stroke?
I got fired. Well, I had to click further. It's 5,000 to 1. Those names are Clint Eastwood, Greg Popovich, Jill Biden, and Mel Gibson.
Whoa, what? What Biden?
Jill.
Oh, Jill.
Yeah, not Joe.
Wouldn't that be something if Joe came back and ran again? At like 88, he's like, I'm back. You sons of bitches.
No, well, I'm seeing on Bovada that he's 5,000 to 1.
Who?
But Joe Biden.
This says Jill Biden.
I know. I'm looking at one on Bovada. 5,000 to 1.
I guess you got to put
Joe Biden.
You got to put Joe on the
list. If you assume that Trump's going to remove the amendment for himself to allow a third term, then Joe would be eligible.
Joe's like, there's only one man that can defeat him and that has defeated him, and it's me. Mandelbaum. Mandelbaum. I just moved to Canada. The Great White North. Dr. Jill Biden.
Yeah, this one, this list has Dana White, Dwayne Johnson, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, LeBron James, and Taylor Swift all as 1,000 to 1.
Really?
Yeah.
See, Dwayne The Rock on this list is 25 to 1.
25
to 1.
Well, you get 1,000 on Bovada.
And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but Mel Gibson is Australian. You got to be born in the United States.
Well, they have Elon on here and John Oliver. Neither of those guys were born in the U.S., but what they're saying is that Trump...
Strip another amendment.
Yeah, he'll just... Okay. He can corkscrew anything in there.
Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
Hey, sugar tees! He also was caught on camera, or a tape, at telling his girlfriend that he wanted her to be gang-raped by a pack of racial slurs. But I guess in this...
Well, at least he didn't say grab him by the pee.
It doesn't matter anymore. So Mel Gibson. Going for that Jewish vote, I see.
So the number one...
Like, who's, like, actual...
The odds-on favorite is J.D. Vance.
Yeah.
3-1.
Yeah.
4-1 is Josh Shapiro. He is the Pennsylvania governor.
Oh. No, I was thinking of Josh Hawley or whatever.
Pennsylvania?
Josh Hawley, the Missouri guy?
No, not him.
That guy. Yeah, Shapiro is the governor of Pennsylvania.
Yeah. And then third is Gavin Newsom, the California governor.
Yeah. There were a lot of people that thought that he should have been the nominee and that he didn't want to do it because he thought it was a losing battle.
Which it was.
Well, wasn't the thing... I thought they had to make Kamala the nominee because of how late it was when Biden stepped down. I thought there wasn't a choice.
No, they definitely didn't have to.
They didn't have to. And that was the thing, is they didn't have a primary or whatever. And a lot of people thought that Newsom gave him the best shot to win. But he was like, dude, I'm not spoiling my bid taking on something this late where I'm up against it.
Well, it was at least then that Kamala could take Biden's campaign money.
Yeah, the campaign money.
Which essentially made it that it had to be hers, the choice.
Yeah.
Because all that money had already been raised.
Yeah, that money that had already been raised would only have been able to go to her.
So then you have Gretchen Whitmer. So Gavin Newsom, 7-1. Gretchen Whitmer, 8-1.
And she's the Michigan governor, right?
Yeah.
The one that was...
That they tried to kidnap?
That they tried to kidnap, which, again, no one seemed to... care about.
Donald Trump Sr., current president-elect, is on the list, despite the fact
it's illegal,
which is shocking, and he's not that far down. He's only 20-1. He's the same as Mark Cuban and Pete Buttigieg.
Oh, my God.
And DeSantis. They're all the same. That's unbelievable.
Meatball Ron!
He made the list.
All right.
Who else we have on here? Ben Shapiro, 50-1.
I got odds for Kamala and Michelle Obama, both 16-1.
Yeah, Michelle's 25-1.
I think we all know that Kamala, unfortunately, if you like her, she's going
to
go away.
Well, Brainworm RFK, 25-1.
He's really old, too.
Like Hillary.
There was a
100-1.
There was a great bit. Do you ever watch The Daily Show?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, Stewart did a really good piece for, you know, he's like, hey, I know everyone's disappointed. And he goes, but, you know, nothing is ending. He goes, you know, the lessons that are being learned from this. And he went through, and it was like, he went through after every time someone loses an election, that it was a really, really well done bit. I'll see if we can pull it. It's only like 2 or 3 minutes long. But it's like, the Democrats lose to Trump, and they're like, the message has been sent. This was the last time. And it's like, we need to get younger. We need to appeal to a better generation, you know, blah, blah, blah. And who do they run out? Joe Biden, you know, and then like the Republicans. It's like every time they say, like when Trump left, you know, after he lost, it was like all the Republicans, he's a pariah. He'll never be welcome back to Washington. And then sure enough, he comes back. So it's like, we always say that these big sweeping changes are going to happen and that we're going to finally smarten up and we're going to get better candidates, and we don't. And so you can say all you want that the Democrats are going to learn from this, but he's like, history tells us that it won't happen, that we're just going to recycle some of the same old boring crap that we get every time.
How about Matthew McConaughey at 250-1?
You know
what? Tickle you?
That's not the worst.
Well, hello there.
The worst one you could throw out there. Again, seems like a guy that could try to appeal to both sides. Seems like a pretty reasonable human being, very likable.
I just want to read his trash throwing statement again.
Yeah.
Minister of Culture.
I'll tell you what. You could get me to cast a vote for Matthew McConaughey.
Same odds as Tucker Carlson and Steve Ballmer. 250-1.
You know, Ballmer started his own independent news thing. Have you seen that?
No.
Yeah!
He has a new site that's just facts.
Okay.
It's his whole thing is he just
developers, numbers.
Like on economics and stuff, it is a site that he is developing, and he wants absolutely no spin, just the facts. Well, you decide.
How do I trust the numbers?
Well, I think that's the part, is they are indeed facts.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What if they're fake facts?
Yeah, not my facts.
Fake facts.
Alternative facts.
I like Ballmer.
I like to
too.
Do my own research.
I find Ballmer to be a good dude. I find Mark Cuban to be an interesting guy. I don't mind thinking outside the box. I just would want someone that seems like not a rotten to the core human being, or that isn't 1,000 years old and has no idea what he's doing. Someone say Mel Gibson was born in New York? Really?
Peyton Manning, 500-1.
He wants nothing to do with that.
Tiger Woods, 500-1. Tom Brady, 500-1.
Hey, Red Danny, Red Danny.
A-Rod and Charles Barkley, 1,000-1.
Oh, yeah. He was born in Peekskill, New York.
How about Hunter Biden? 1,000-1.
There we go. Laptop, crack rock, let's go. Hunter
Biden. Jesus.
Well, look, at this point.
Johnny Depp on the list.
At this point.
Is Amber Heard on the list?
No.
Leaving juicies.
Snoop's on here. You know, Martha Stewart's not. Did you see the new Martha Stewart doc that's making the waves on?
No, is it good?
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's about her, and she's a real bitch, but it's good.
Why has she come across now like she's rebranded herself as like
Dude,
a sweet, nice lady?
She is an awful woman. But
it's about her, and she's a real bitch.
She has reinvented herself.
Yeah, because she was known as a real ice queen.
Yeah.
But she's kind of...
Well, you know what changed it? Hmm. Not to spoil the whole thing.
Prison?
No, it actually wasn't prison. When she got out of prison, her life had crumbled. People did not care about her anymore after she got out of prison. And they gave her a talk. Mark Burnett, CBS, gave her a talk show. And she says in there, she's like, I knew it wasn't the right thing. This is not why people want it. It was like a variety show. It's
sure.
Like, that's not what she's about. It was a bad fit. She hated it and got canceled, didn't get any ratings. And she kind of said she was like, I didn't have much of an identity. It was gone. I didn't know what to do. She went on the freaking Justin Bieber roast and killed it.
I remember that.
I do remember
she
that.
Was
she
hilarious.
Was awesome.
Yes,
yeah.
She was
that
hilarious.
Turned it around?
And that turned everything around because she was funny and young people liked it. And they were like, who's this badass bitch?
Hmm.
And then...
she's got street cred because she's been in jail.
Yep. She parlayed that into because she was sitting next to Snoop on the panel there.
Yeah. And that was what everyone was like. Can you believe their chemistry?
Yep. Yeah. And they have a show together and that whole thing.
I'll be damned.
And so she's got a great story. She really does. Like, she is a badass. There is no question about it. But she comes across as... fully soulless. Like, she has no feelings. She is not a human being. She is just an achiever. That's all she cares about. Which is, I mean, most people like that.
Just climb the mountain, climb the mountain, climb the mountain.
When you build a billion-dollar empire, we talked about this, you've stepped on some people. It's, hard,
and
to be
she's
a, it's
not,
hard to be a billionaire and be nice.
She's awful.
Yeah.
But I think she's a little softer around the edges now.
Well, once you achieve billionaire status and you've conquered the world, you have a tendency to maybe calm down a little bit.
But that's on... that's on. I think it's on like Netflix or something.
I'll look into that.
My wife was watching.
I just love. She's a bitch.
She is. She's a grade A bitch. Grade A prime bitch.
Well, it turns out, right? Ellen was that way. Rosie O'Donnell was that way. Is it possible that every woman that pretends to be nice and then it achieves that level of success, again, you just have to
you
be like
that? You
kind of
have to be like that.
Right?
They don't say that about Oprah, do they?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I think Oprah was pretty cool.
But I'm not
But
certain.
Tough.
Yeah.
Tough, but...
I just think to be a woman in that field and have to climb over everybody, you've got to snap some necks.
You sure do. You got to be wired
And every guy that does it, too, they're an ass. It's just that we don't call them bitches. We call them, like... We're like, well, he's tough and he's, you know, he's he's manly. Where it's a girl, then we freak out and we're like, oh my God, she's a total bitch.
Well, I mean, it's the same thing. It's like watching Vince McMahon on that Vince McMahon doc. He's horrible. They're the same. Like, it's the same archetype. She just happens to be female.
Yeah, imagine if Vince McMahon was a woman, what people would say about her.
Yeah. But it's they have the same traits.
Same traits, yeah.
Generally.
That Vince McMahon one is wild.
All right. Well, there is your never too early look ahead lines for the 48th
four more years.
POTUS.
Four more years.
Let's get it. All right. Coming up next, 4-day work week news. Here's Buck.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.